One more bit of unemployment news. Today, Microsoft announced it will lay off up to 5,000 people over the next year and a half, adding to the growing ranks of the jobless. With unemployment numbers so high, we figured some of you, our listeners, might be among those looking for work. So last week, we invited you to tell us about your job search. Here to profile one of the listeners who wrote into our Help Wanted project is our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.
Patrick Mulhern's letter caught my eye because of his interesting career so far. He was an Eagle Scout and a Peace Corps volunteer in Africa.
In Guinea-Bissau, West Africa.
And then you became a zookeeper. Tell me about being a zookeeper.
I worked with animals ranging from goats and sheep, reptiles, snakes and alligators, and I finally finished my working as a zookeeper with lions and leopards.
Then Patrick decided to go to graduate school, but he needed to make some quick money, so he took a job in a bar, a topless bar, on New Orleans Bourbon Street. Now, I have to ask you, Patrick, was your experience working with wild animals valuable when you were working in that club?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. Applying those skills of observation in an environment like a topless club on Bourbon Street actually became very practical for me. I learned a lot about people and how to interact with people.
About 6 months ago, Patrick moved to Santa Cruz, California, where his wife is studying Chinese medicine. Today, he has a second interview for a job as a field rep for the local state assemblyman.
That's the job that I want. Now, barring that, I want to be involved with the community, basically. I'll keep trying to find a job with the government here or find some other local community-based organization and try to find a job with them.
Patrick Mulhern, looking for work in Santa Cruz, California. If you're also out of work, looking, and have a story to tell, write us. Just send an email to daydreaming@npr.org and put Help Wanted in the subject line. We'll be sharing some of your job hunting tales in the coming weeks. Again, that address, daydreaming@npr.org. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
It is cold and wind.